All right. Just the two of us. There's the camera. Let's get it. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome back to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree, husband of almost 18 years, father of four. Welcome or welcome back. Like I said, if you're listening to this on a streaming platform, thank you for your support. Continue to spread the word. If you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, man, I'm doing this. I'm butchering this. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you hit the notification bell so you can stay in the loop. Gosh, I'm going to get better at this, I promise. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure you like the Tyree family page. Wait a minute. Give me a second. Yeah. Should have done that a couple of episodes ago. If you can see that. Yeah. So follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, at the Tyree Fam. All right. Going to get into this episode here. For those who don't understand the format, neither do I. This is episode 5, man. So again, it's going to get better as we continue to do these things. But yeah, so the format is I usually just give you an update on how I am, how life is treating me. And that really started because of when I first started this podcast. I initially wanted to start the podcast on just giving you the ins and out of what a man of the house goes through. But in the process of that, I was going through literal hell. And instead of me saying, oh, let me postpone the podcast until I get back on my feet, per se, or get out of this hell that I'm in, I didn't want to postpone it. So this is somewhat of an educational podcast slash follow me on my journey as I figure this out. Because I'm not an expert. Yes, I got almost 18 years of marriage under my belt. And I have four kids, three of them being teenagers. But I don't have this figured out. I'm learning on the fly, just like every other man of the house. But I do have things that I've learned over the years that I would like to share, and insight that I would like for people to kind of understand. I'm realizing, just hearing the feedback from the podcast, that it's been helping some folks out there, whether to say, oh, snap, I'm not going through this alone, or from women who are like, wow, okay, I never knew specifically some of the things that men go through. Now, growing up, you had a lot of men who just didn't want to be man of the house. It was too much weight and responsibility, so they just dipped out. It's like, you know what? Can't do this. And so we had a lot of single-parent homes. Left to carry the brunt of it. And as a child who grew up in a single-parent home, as that child, I would really judge men who weren't around, who abandoned their role. But let me tell you, man, the older I became and the more involved I've been in this role, it is a lot of weight. I'm not saying I'm going to abandon my family or anything like that. No. But I have a little bit more sympathy I still don't have the same amount of respect per se to like any guy who abandons their family. I don't know, man. I still can't really rock with that. Now, of course, situations are different. I just can't think of a situation. There maybe is a legit situation why, you know. One thing I can think of is men getting physically or emotionally abused by their wife. And that's not a popular thing at all. It's like, come on, really? That happens? Yeah, it happens. It's not talked about as much, but that's a thing. So I can understand that. If there's infidelity that happens, and usually you hear about infidelity of the man cheating on the wife, but sometimes the wife cheats on the husband. So, I mean, there are reasons. There are situations. But I would say even in that, if it causes for you to split up the home, guys, and this is easier said than done, but guys, if you can, still try to be in your kids' lives, man. Still. And I know that there are situations where the mother of the children may try to weaponize the kids and keep them away from the dad or whatever. But there are situations too where the men just be like, whoops, out of sight, out of mind. Them your kids. So my only thing is, man, just do your best to stay in those kids' lives and be a positive figure in their lives as much as you can. And when you're making decisions, don't make it for yourself. There are a lot of selfish dads out there. It's like, psh, I gotta live for me. You know, I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna do me. Like, no, you can't do you all the time. Your role in this life now affects a lot of people who are connected to you. As a man of the house, you are the power surge, if you will. A lot of plugs are into you. A lot of things are connected to you. So any decision that you make, it doesn't just affect you. It affects people that are connected to you. So you need to keep that in mind. I really didn't plan on going down this road, but I felt like I just needed to kind of say that for some reason. That just was not in the notes. I guess I'll give you an update on me. Today, well, you're going to hear this today. I usually record on Sundays, but since today is Monday, is when the podcast is released. Today, I have my first official therapy session, and I am excited. I'm excited. And like I said last episode, or was it a few episodes ago, I get the sentiment of people saying, hey, man, if you need somebody to talk to, you know, I'm here. You can always vent. You can always talk. And that's I appreciate that. Let me just start off by saying I appreciate the sentiment. But I'm also realizing it's to the point where I don't want to vent anymore. I want to get to the root of some things. And I want to talk to a therapist before I talk to anyone else, just pretty much repeating myself. Because what I tell one person, I'm going to tell the other person, man, life has been hard. Da, 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 da. That's not doing anything for me. I know it's like, well, you can't keep it all to yourself. I get that. But when you start also repeating yourself over and over to different people and you're still not getting to the root of it, you're just stirring the pot. And I don't have the bandwidth or the energy to do that in this moment, in this season. Not saying that I'm just never going to talk to anybody, but I also realize, hey, I need to get to a point where I can talk to a therapist first, and then we can go from there. So I'm excited. First therapy session coming up, and I'm not expecting everything to happen in the first therapy session. but it's a start. And I'm excited. Yeah, so usually when I give you an update on myself, I go by the four Lees. And what are the Lees? It's the suffix of Lee, like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Let me start off with spiritually. My wife, who listens to the podcast, shout out to my wife. That woman's amazing. First and foremost, I just really want to give praises to my wife. She has really been extremely helpful in this season of my life. I don't know if she feels like she is being helpful or not, but trust me, she is. And I love you. Such an amazing job you're doing. And hopefully I can articulate that more once I get to the bottom of some things, but you are doing an amazing job. But as we were having a discussion and she was telling me about, okay, I think it was one of those days where I was just like, man, I just can't break out of this funk. Like, I'm just feeling sad. I'm feeling down right now. And, you know, the question came up about spiritually. Like, she kind of knows, but she doesn't really know fully where I am spiritually. And, like, she has a general idea, but the specifics, she didn't really know, like, you know, was I doing devotions, was I praying and things like that. And I told her, I was like, in this season, I'm so fatigued as far as saying words and having conversations that when I go to God in prayer, I'm going to just listen. And that's a part of communication. Listening is a part of communication. You don't have to say a lot of words all the time. Talking isn't full communication. Talking and listening, that's communication. And a lot of people don't listen. They like to hear and wait for you to stop talking so they can talk because they already know what they're going to say. So I'm in the season of listening because I'm seeking direction. And that's where I've been. That's where I've been spiritually. And I've also, you know, when you're facing depression, you don't really feel in the mood, per se, to read a lot, at least for me. And let me speak for myself. When I'm depressed, I'm not going to be like, huh, I know what will snap me out of my depression. Let me just grab a book. Nah. Because my mind is racing. It's going everywhere. And I'm not going to be focused. But what I've been finding helpful is audiobooks. And so I've been listening to the Bible, you know, audibly. And it's been really, really helpful. Really helpful. If my spiritual life wasn't up to par, trust me, I'd be in a much worse state right now than I am. Much worse. So, yeah. Mentally, emotionally, I will say it's getting better. I still have my moments because it can be going really good for a day and then just randomly suck. I'd be like, what is this? So, Kind of dealing with that. I did have a few days last week where just out of nowhere, I was just sad. But pushing through. I do feel like it's improving. And I do hear the prayers. The prayers are working. I thank you for everybody who's praying for your boy. Like, your prayers are working. Trust me. What else? Physically. Still haven't made it to the gym yet, guys. Sorry. I am eating better. I'm tearing up them salads this week. Yes, indeed. But I need to get active again. And to be honest, I don't know when. Why don't you just go to the gym, Jason? Sure. All right, cool. Yeah, because I'm ready to jump into social life again. See the dilemma I'm in? Maybe I need to just work out at home to kind of get started and then work my way back to the gym, because I just don't really, I'm not really gung-ho about just going out in public yet. Granted, I still have to go into the office for work, but I have my own office at my job, so I can kind of not be around people if I want to. You know, my pockets and stuff, man, but like, if you're saying, hey, Jason, can you go to the grocery store? Oh my gosh, no, it's overwhelming. So I'm working my way back to being around people. Church, not gonna lie, is still a little overwhelming because I'm still around people, but it's a little better because unlike a grocery store, you know most of the people at your church, and you know that most of them, if not all of them, have your best interest at heart and are actually praying for you. And so I don't get that at Walmart or Target or anything like that. So, yeah, there's that. But anywho, that's how I am right now. Just ready for this therapy session. Okay, topic for the day. The episode is called Just the Two of Us. And I said, am I still going to keep that a mystery? Don't even worry about it. Yeah, I am. Yeah, so topic of the day is Just the Two of Us. What does that mean? As the man of the house, gosh, I'm going to be preaching to myself. I'm not going to lie, because I'm really not an expert in this yet, or nor do I have this down pat yet. So, but as the man of the house, it is imperative that you carve out time for your significant other and your children. And for men who are head of the household with multiple kids, it's so important for you to not just take the kids out, but do one-on-ones with the kids. Like if you have three or four kids, it's cool. You can take, you know, all the kids out at once and it'd be you and the kids and da-da-da-da-da, but take the oldest out first, then take the middle one out first, just you and that child individually, and kind of go from there, because that one-on-one time is special. It's unforgettable, and it has a lasting impact. I used to do that with my kids, and I want to get back into it. I think that's important. Again, with significant others, it's important to just go out on dates. It ain't gotta be anything fancy. Just go out. And again, I'm preaching to myself. I haven't done this in a while with anybody in my house. And I really want to get back to that. And I think part of the struggle is just how I've been, my state of well-being right now. I want to, when I do take them out, I want to be fully there. And I'm currently trying to get back into that mode of, all right, we're out, but I'm actually here for this, as opposed to just me being out feeling depressed and worried and all that. So Lasting effects. So I want to talk about, I'm gonna give a childhood example. My dad, this is at the time where I was living in Philadelphia with my mom and my brother and my grandmother. And my dad was living in Richmond. And so I would probably see my dad maybe once or twice a year. At least that's what I remember. He may have visited more. I only remember once or twice a year. But every time I would hear, hey, your dad's coming up to Philly to visit you, I would get excited. And he would come up and he would visit and it was like, yay, you know, get to chill with my dad. This is going to be cool. And one of my favorite things back then was bowling. And I remember he, you know, as he was coming to travel to where I was, he was like, hey, when I get there, we're going to go bowling. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm all like, oh, this is going to be great. We're gonna go bowling, we're gonna have fun, yada, yada, yada. But there was too many incidents and too many cases where he would promise we would do something. And then when he finally arrived, he just wasn't in the state of soberness, if you will, to do these activities that I've been anticipating. And all the visit was just me seeing his face, smelling the alcohol on his breath, and him giving me a few dollars and telling me, hey, you my image, and then bouncing. And so I would leave like, why did I get my hopes up? Like we was feeling really finna go out and do something. Like that stuck with me. And granted, I would say towards the end of his life, he had changed, you know. So I don't want to sit here and be, you know, just make this a bashing segment on my father. However, it was definitely one of those things that I just carried on with me. I was like, all right. And so as I got older, whenever he would promise something, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Right. And I remember that. And so fast forward to where I am now as a father, I don't want to do that to my kids. And sometimes I feel like I have. Sometimes I feel like I would say, hey, you know, we're going to go and we're going to go to this place. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then I'd be like, oh, something came up. Can't do it. And I think the most important thing is communication. But also make sure you have a thorough plan in place so you can actually follow through. Follow through is just important with a child. And again, it doesn't have to be super elaborate. I mean, my youngest, Levea, I took her to Chick-fil-A. And we just sat and ate in Chick-fil-A and she enjoyed it. One of my other daughters, I took her to, what was it, the store? I took her to one of the stores and we just walked around and she got a few items. She loved that. My son, you know, took him driving in the parking lot, you know. Just little stuff. It don't have to be big things. Just take them out for a few hours. build that little bond. And it goes a long way. It really does. So that's my biggest thing. That's my biggest thing of this episode. I just want to really drive home the point of head of the house, man of the house, that you pay attention to each individual person that's connected to you, that you're responsible for, that you're not just being a provider or just being the disciplinarian, but that you're also being your daughter's first date or your son's mentor or a husband to your wife. You know, just really being intentional about spending quality time, not just as a family, but individually. I think that'll really help a lot of men, because you also get to learn individually about your kids, about, you know, even your wife. Like, I'm going on 18 years being married, and I'm still learning things about my wife. My wife is still learning things about me. And I think it's one of those things where you're always going to be learning. You're never going to be an expert on your wife or your kids. And for the new listeners who don't really know me that much, my kids this year, well, let me just tell you the current age. I don't want to be like, well, this year they're going to be turning. I ain't got time for that. As of right now, my oldest is my son. I only have one son, and he's the oldest, and he's 16. And then my second oldest, my daughter, she is 14. Then my third, she is 13. And the youngest, she is 8. So 16, 14, 13, and 8. And I think these are the important years of their lives that they're going to remember this. So just have to go about it differently with all of them. Can't take them to the same place because they have different tastes. They have different wants and needs and likes and dislikes. And so that's where you tend to learn those things. But that's it. That's it for this episode. If I were to give you guys homework, that homework would be to take your child and your spouse or your significant other on a one-on-one date and just chill, just learn about them, kind of go from there. So that's it. I hope you guys have a great week. Can't wait to tell you next episode how the first therapy session went. And yeah, that's all I got. Anywho, if you are listening on streaming platforms, thank you for tuning in. Please continue to support, listen, share. If you're watching this on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. And when I say comment, I mean, hey, if you got any questions, if you want me to talk about something in particular, leave it in the comment section. Same goes for Facebook. Do that as well. Until next time, I will holler at y'all later, and y'all be easy. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man.